Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, and our special guest, RV Tom, from Just Plain Radio, helping us out today. And I'll explain why in just a bit. I know Barry's excited because we got a new crew member to assist. Mike the Mariner.
That's right.
Still taking a break. A month off wasn't enough for him. So he needed a little bit longer therapy session than Barry and myself. So, but he's threatening to be back next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think, Barry?
I think that I have to give a public service announcement for what's coming up, because I know we have a busy show today.
Yeah, and that would be?
Boat shows.
Yes, they're coming. They're happening.
They're happening. Let me give you the three that I see for Florida. Palm Beach International Boat Show, the big one.
2 weeks is, from today.
March 25th through 29th.
Mm-hmm.
The Orlando Boat Show, which is also March 27th through 29th.
Okay.
So if you're at the Orange County Convention Center, you can go there and check out boats.
Right.
And then the Tampa Bay Outdoors Expo and Boat Show. So that's probably RVs and boats.
Mm-hmm. And that, which, what are the dates of that one?
Oh, 28th and 30th.
Oh, wait, the same weekend or the week after?
Well, they said March 28th to the 30th, whatever days those are. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
All right. Well, no, I'm looking. Let's see. Those are all the same weekend.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. I didn't realize they would piggyback like that, but they're all regional.
And what you can do is you could go to like Palm Beach on the 25th, stay overnight.
Then
drive up to Orlando and go to the 27th and then go to Tampa Bay the day after that.
Yeah. I mean, just to give you an idea, Palm Beach is going to be more in water, fancy yachts, a little bit more muckety muck type of show.
How the third.
Yeah. You know. Orlando's going to be fishing boats, water ski boats is that what
type
they,
people.
Well,
yeah.
They specialize in that type of a vessel. And over on the West Coast,
Pirates.
Emerald Coast up in Destin or Tampa?
Yeah, Tampa.
Tampa, okay. Well, that one's going to be probably a mix, a hybrid of both, I would assume. Yeah. So there you go. You can take it for what it's worth or what it's not. But,
and beautiful weather down here compared to up north.
Right. Plan accordingly. All right. All right. Well, let's get to our guest today, RV Tom. And we call him RV Tom because he does have an RV on wheels. That makes sense, right? But he also has an RV aircraft, and that's why he joins us quite a bit on Just Plain Radio, our sister radio show about aviation and learning to fly. And that's a nice aircraft. He's a retired big guy pilot for one of the major airlines. I won't even say which one because I'll let him say that if he wants. But he's kind of been around the block a time or two, and he's kind of retired from that. And he's living the life that everyone wants to live. And he travels in his RV. He flies his RV, airplane where he wants to go. He has motorcycles. And he also has a boat. And so I figured it was about time to talk about that aspect of his wonderful life that we'd all like to be, or model today on the World of Boating. So, RV Tom, welcome. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just terrific. I'm doing great.
You're living the life, right?
Good to be alive.
I bet. So let's just talk about your vessel because in between the flying, the motorcycles, the RVing, you get out on the water, you scuba dive off of the vessel sometimes. I know you go down to the Keys. But the main thing is just to go out there, just cruise, fish, or what? What do you think? What's the main purpose of your water vessel?
All of the above, fish, cruise, and dive. We're down the Keys, we usually go dive, or we get down to South Florida. Once you get to Boca and South, it's for diving.
Yeah.
Off of Port Canaveral here, where I'm in Merritt Island. I'm only 8 miles from Port Canaveral. From my dock on the back of the house to out the ocean. It takes me, depending if I get the locks just right, I could be out in the ocean in about 25 minutes.
Well, there you go. You got great cruising out that way. Fishing is spectacular. And we're talking, you got an Edgewater. What is it again?
What it's type? A 25 Edgewater center console. I bought it in 2012. It was 2 years old. A guy down in Vero Beach had it.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting some medical issues. So I bought it from the guy. It only had 14 hours on. I mean, the boat was...
Oh, that's brand new.
Yeah.
It was brand new. I mean, it still had plastic on the, you know, on the gauges on top there and then the head underneath there and the bait wheels never been used. So his misfortune was my fortune. So I ended up getting a great deal on it, almost half the price of a brand new one. So I was very fortunate. So I've had it now since I've had it for 14 years.
Okay.
And then right around Christmas time, I had a little issues. It had twin Yamahas on it, so I had started to get some issues with it. So I put some diagnostic from a couple codes coming up here and there, and it was starting to show some wear and tear on it. So I ended up, and a friend of mine that works on Yamahas, Suzuki's, Hondas, he said they had a deal going on Honda outboard. So I switched out to twin Honda 150s, which were about $11,000 less than twin Yamaha 150s.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. That's significant. So the difference between $11,000, then I started going crazy. I said, well, you know, it's the GPS on there, it's coming up on 15 years old.
While we're in there. I mean, that's a phrase we use in aviation quite a bit.
That's used everywhere, whether you're rehabilitating a house or anything.
Right.
Oh, just spiraled out of control. So I went from, you know, one 13-inch GPS, high definition, HDMI, and, 2000 network, everything talks together. And then, well, you know what, while I'm at it, my boat got robbed, too, a couple weeks ago.
What? Okay, all right, we'll get to that in just a bit, but I just want to paint the picture right here. So we got a 25-foot Edgewater center console. Do you got a Bimini top on it or any top at all or no?
Top on there on the front of it to keep the sun off you when you go diving.
Right. Okay. So you got that. And you got a head on it too. Is that what you said?
Yep. Got a head on there too.
Barry, this sounds like the perfect upgrade for you, my friend. From your 17.
I got a whole ocean as the head.
Well, yeah, but you got a 17-foot center console moving up to a 25. Sounds just about the right size.
Have you been to the gas station today?
What do you mean? This isn't about that. This is about me and my comfort on your vessel.
Forget your comfort. You're lucky I take you out.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, luckily right before Christmas, before I took the boat up to the shop to get the new engines, I topped off. I put on like 105 gallons of ethanol free, which now is $1.40 more a gallon than it was.
You should sell it. Sell all the fuel and then wait for it to drop again.
No, I'm
or
good.
Use
I'm,
it.
I'm, Top off with ethanol free. I got about 140 gallons there. It's top off ready to go. So anyway, I got the two new Hondas they're put on there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've gone with one 13-inch GPS high definition. And then I said, my neighbor down the road, he's got night vision and he's also got radar on. And I said, well, you know what?
So got to keep up with the Joneses. Yeah.
You know, Garmin radar. I said, okay, let's put that on there. And then I said, well, you know, the 360 night vision. Well, it's all that new GPS all talks together.
Uh-huh. Right. So you got to stay in the same family. Yeah. But
that's where I start spiraling out of control. He goes, well, okay, now you got the GPS, you got the fish finder on there. Now you have night vision and you have radar. Well, that screen's going to get kind of crowded. So I think I need another GPS screen to it.
What about an AI enhanced co-pilot?
Yeah, maybe. Well, now you got room for it. With
enhanced. It's the Garmin that came with the boat, and it taps right into that NEMA 2000. So that's something I could actually use. And then,
you got all this cool stuff. You upgraded your 25 foot center console, Edgewater. You're set to go. You got your fuel and everything. And then a couple weeks ago, somebody steals all your crap. Is that what happened? Why are they just took stuff out of it? Is that what you were kind of alluding to or what, Army Tom?
Yeah, unfortunately I wanted to take the boat down to Key West. Every February we take the boat down to Key West for a couple weeks to go fishing and diving.
But the boogler had a different plan for you. Okay. All right. We'll get into this next. on the world of boating. Maybe we'll learn something from it or just laugh at his misfortune. I don't know. We'll see. That's next.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.